Zomi National Conference Europe 2026 unites communities in faith, culture and fellowship. MARIAGER, Denmark, July 26, 2026. The Zomi National Conference Europe 2026, widely known as Europe Zomi Compi 2026, concluded successfully in Mariager, Denmark, after 6 days of Christian worship, biblical teaching, cultural celebration, music, sports and community fellowship. Held from July 21 to 26 at Friedensbergvej 23 in Mariager, the multi-generational conference brought together approximately 250 Zomi participants from communities across Europe. Organized under the theme, Topa Kianga Chakak Ni, Let Us Return to the Lord. Based on Hosea chapter 6 verse 1, the gathering sought to deepen participants' spiritual lives while strengthening Zomi unity, cultural identity and cooperation across Europe. Spiritual revival at the center. Evangelist D.S. Lalpu and Saya Joseph Suampi, both visiting from the United States, served as the principal speakers. Through sermons and seminar sessions, they addressed repentance, spiritual restoration, biblical truth, and faithful Christian living. Morning prayers, devotional sessions, combined worship, seminars, and evening revival services formed the spiritual foundation of the conference. Participants described the teachings as spiritually encouraging and beneficial to individuals, families, and the wider Zomi community. Attendees later reflected on several memorable lessons presented during the gathering, including teachings about God's moral law upon the human heart, the return of a lost or prodigal person, and the influence one person's character can have upon others. 6 days of worship and fellowship. The conference opened on July 21 with participants' arrival, registration, dinner, introductions, and an evening service hosted by the Denmark Zomi community. The following day featured football, recreational activities, and a Zomi cultural program that included traditional songs, talent presentations, drama, fashion presentations, and the selection of Zolia and Zotang. From July 23 through July 25, the program focused on revival meetings, biblical seminars, worship, and organizational discussions. Representatives from Germany, Sweden, and Norway participated in chairing evening services during the conference. The gathering concluded on Sunday, July 26, with a worship service, final sermon, fellowship meal, and the departure of participants. Music, sports, and Zomi cultural celebration. ZOMUS Europe, the Zomi Music Uplift Society Europe, played a prominent role in the conference's music ministry. A special ZOMUS concert on July 25 brought participants together through Zomi Christian music, worship, and fellowship. Sports and recreational activities provided opportunities for young people and adults to build friendships across national borders. A competitive traditional spinning top contest was also held, connecting participants with a familiar element of Zomi cultural life. Cultural and fashion presentations showcased Zomi traditional clothing while giving young participants opportunities to celebrate and express their heritage confidently. Children, young adults, parents and elders attended in significant numbers, making the conference a genuinely intergenerational gathering. Denmark Zomi community praised for hospitality. Participants expressed appreciation to the Denmark Zomi community for hosting the conference with generosity, patience and hospitality. Organizers, elders, ministry leaders and volunteers responsible for accommodation, meals, transportation, worship, sound, sports and other services were also recognized for their contributions. A post-conference evaluation noted that the unity, preparation and cooperation demonstrated by the leadership helped the program proceed smoothly. Participants offered prayers that God would bless and reward everyone who invested their time, resources and labor in the gathering. Three priorities for Europe's Zomi community. While celebrating the development of Zomi communities in Europe, the post-conference evaluation identified three areas requiring continued attention. 1. Spiritual formation. Churches, families and community leaders were encouraged to continue strengthening biblical teaching, prayer, discipleship and spirit-led Christian leadership. 2. Social and youth development. Sports, music and community activities were recognized as valuable ways to build relationships, encourage young people and strengthen cooperation among Zomi communities living in different European countries. 3. Zomi language and literature. The preservation of Zomi language and literature emerged as an important long-term concern. Participants emphasized that Zomi children growing up in Europe should be encouraged to speak, read, and write their mother tongue. Learning the languages of their countries of residence is necessary and beneficial, but successful integration should not require the loss of Zomi language, heritage, or identity. A traditional principle cited in the evaluation states, knowing the languages and literature of other peoples is knowledge and ability, but failing to know one's own mother tongue and literature is a path toward ignorance, loss, and disappearance. Parents, churches, educators, and community organizations were encouraged to create more opportunities for children and young people to learn and use Zomi at home, in church, and throughout community life. Intercultural families and language preservation. One encouraging example highlighted in the evaluation was Twangpi, the son of Nu Lam Ching. Although his father comes from another ethnic background, his mother intentionally taught her children the Zomi language and helped them participate confidently within the Zomi community. The example illustrates that Zomi language and cultural belonging can be preserved in multilingual and intercultural families when parents intentionally pass them on to the next generation. Participants emphasized that Europe's younger Zomi generation possesses considerable potential. With appropriate guidance, young people can become future leaders who understand their Christian faith, speak their ancestral language, and remain connected to their cultural heritage. Next conference anticipated in Germany. The next Zomi National Conference Europe is anticipated to take place in Germany in July 2028. Further information regarding the venue, leadership, and program is expected to be announced by the organizers at a later date. Faith, identity, and a shared future. Zomi National Conference Europe 2026 demonstrated how Christian faith, Zomi culture, youth participation, and community development can be brought together in one meaningful gathering. The conference provided a platform for Zomi families from different European countries to worship together, build relationships, and consider their shared future. It also underscored the responsibility of the present generation to pass Christian faith, Zomi language, and cultural heritage to the next generation. As participants returned to their respective countries, the conference concluded with gratitude to God and renewed hope that Zomi communities across Europe will continue moving forward in faith, unity, and collective purpose. This report was compiled from the conference program, event materials, participant accounts, social media pages, and post-conference information by different Zomi communities in Europe. Zomi Press, Beyond News and Views. ZomiPress.com, @ZomiPress. www.zomipress.com